Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, the self-proclaimed queen of the little people. And we want to holler at you, so we want you to holler back at us. So give us a call, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. Of course, we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Check us out. Join our social networks. Join our Yahoo group, Facebook, my yearbook, soon to be Meet Me, Twitter, Smooth Drama. Add me, I'll add you back. But of course, I know y'all really don't want to hear nothing from me. You're really trying to be a subject of the queen here. So, queen of the little people, tell them where they can holler at you.
They can reach me at miss100% at yahoo.com. If you really want to get real up close and personal and, you know, all of that, just hit me on the email. And I will get right back to you. But if you just want to chill out, you know, see what I'm all about, you can go to Facebook, Miss 100% Spelled Out, or I'm still waiting on somebody to be my knight in shiny armor and break my Twitter virginity. So that will be the number 100% on Twitter.
You know what? That whole Twitter, I think I've been retweeted like 3 times. And that's because I played somebody's song.
I don't know what to do. It just seems so weird to me. It's like I feel like a fish out of water. The whole concept is kind of foreign to me.
Well, you got to be like a catfish and just start, you get on water, you just start walking. You know, catfish do that as well as octopus. People didn't know that, but octopus can walk on land.
They can.
On
they
slow.
Solid.
Yeah, your ass thinks you
get wet. I gotta get out there and just start feeling around for myself and, hey, hitting people, follow me, I'll follow you, that whole thing. Is that what I need to do?
Something like that. Yeah, reach out and touch people.
I'm not comfortable with online stalking, but okay, I'll try it.
Well, no, you gotta reach out and touch people. You just don't do it like that that guy tried to do Will Smith this weekend.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Right. Oh, that was hilarious. It was like, I don't know if y'all seen it, but this guy, he's famous for kissing on celebrities and whatnot. So what he does is, over in Europe, they were having the Men in Black 3 premiere over in Europe. So the guy, normally in Europe, they kiss you on both cheeks. You know how that goes.
Mwah, mwah. That's it.
Yeah, so homie goes for the kiss on one cheek, but he don't raise his head back and go around for the other cheek. He keeps his head right there, just like dragging his lips across Will's lips. Will's like, hey, mother, the fuck is your problem?
Even as a woman, I would smack the hell out of him.
Right. No, you know what I'm saying?
Ugh.
I don't know where your lips been. It's so... Right. We'll give him a good one. Bah. You can hear it on the video. I was like, yeah. How you do that, Will?
Well, you know what that was all about, right? Getting his little 5 minutes of fame or whatever. You know what I'm saying? By any means necessary, people want some type of notoriety. They don't care what type of exposure it is, just as long as they get some type of exposure. So now he's known as a faggot. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that word. I apologize, homosexuals.
Yeah.
I'm known as the man who's out there trying to kiss on other men. Like, you're sexually harassing people. So
I don't think that it was a gay move. I think it was a look at me move.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So again, I apologize to you know.
Yeah, that's why I won't say his name. You don't need your name. You're just the mother that got his ass pimp slapped. Will gave him the backhand. I ain't even giving you the straight stick.
You got the Will Smith smackdown.
Right. You got the backhand. Like, bitch, what's your problem?
Like, don't get it twisted. I'm from West Philadelphia, bro. So, again, the wrong person, bro.
Right. And the funny thing was, like, two minutes later on the video, Will's like, yo, yeah, I'm good. I'm cool. Like, it didn't even happen. I was like, that's what I'm talking about, right? That's why
I love him. Super professional. He can smack you and then turn around. And I'm like, okay, now let's get it popping. What would we do?
Go see my film. Make me some goddamn money.
If anything, all he did was help him promote his film even more. So that was good.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
I never enjoyed watching somebody get smacked. So much.
Well, you know, is that, I guess, one of them crazy Europeans, he wanted to get out there. Now you out there. Pimp slap, bitch. Now, Europeans, and maybe this is a European thing, but there's a little thing going on where the foundation of former President Ronald Reagan, the one that some people call 666. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
They expressed outrage because I guess a vial that said they have a sample of his blood was put on sale in an online auction. Some UK-based PFC auction said the blood was taken from Reagan after the failed 1981 assassination against me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here like, well, okay. So what?
It's gonna be a nasty sum of money to want somebody's blood. Like, that's nasty, isn't it? Like, it's blood.
Right. Well, I mean, what do you do with a dead man's blood?
Who plays with blood? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is disgusting.
I'll agree.
We should talk about them anymore.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, okay, so what's the lure? I mean, it's like you having a party at the crib, everybody's chilling, barbecue, whatnot. He's like, oh, y'all want to see some shit? Y'all want to see some shit? I got a vial of Ronald Reagan's blood. I paid $20,000 for it.
Now, that's balling. Now, that's really balling. You got Ronald Reagan's blood. Now, you a true baller now. Nah. Like, yeah, I'm like, hey, kids, let's get the fuck out of here. This is a nasty motherfucker. He's a nasty motherfucker. Let's roll.
Right. It's like, that's when you gotta do an intervention on your homie. Like, dog, are you serious?
Seriously.
Right, because I want to see who actually buys a vial of blood.
Right.
What you going to do with that?
Ugh, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, there's nothing to think about.
It's
funny to me. I think that people are collectors and they're weird. And if, I guess that's your claim to fame, I got the blood of Ronald Reagan that was on the sidewalk that somebody picked up, and I paid $10,000 for it.
Wow.
Yeah. Good luck to you, homie. That's going to impress all the females.
Because
I know you know 100. After, if a dude bust out and show you, hey, I got some blood from Thomas Jefferson, 1782. You don't want to hook up, right?
No, my brother. No way. I would take tell you now, if you got spoiled milk in your refrigerator, I ain't fucking with you because it's the nastiness going on. I mean, you and now you got blood, you know what I'm saying, on display. Nah, we ain't doing that. I can't kick it with you.
You say spoiled milk.
I mean, spoiled milk. If you got anything, I'm thinking of old shit people normally have and, you know, just forget to throw away. With this, you purposely going out and buying a dead man's blood. Like, it's cool. Well,
how about this? How about donkey semen?
Oh, Lord. Like, about the fake.
Yeah. Well, on Fear Factor, I guess they canceled the episode because there's supposed to be, there was an episode where they were asking the contestants to drink donkey semen. And I guess that the network was like, "Nah, we can't have that."
Oh, that's too much, huh?
That's too much.
That's a little bit too much.
Yeah,
really?
I mean, they had people eating
bull nuts.
You I've seen deer penis.
I've seen an episode where they're sucking a cow's teeth and spitting it in a bucket, trying to fill it up halfway. That's nasty.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Like, come on. I mean,
I was curious. Just on the hand, just who would be like, yeah, I wanna win this $100,000. I'm gonna drink the most donkey semen.
And you know what the thing about it is, it's like, okay, show the episode so that the whole world or whoever they air to can see who these nasty motherfuckers are so we don't date them. Really? I'm like, let me know. I'm just saying.
I'm with you. Because I'm sure there's ladies that's like, hold on. You did what? That was you, wasn't it? Well, you know, I ain't drink a lot of... I was pretending like I was drinking it.
Bullshit, Lardo.
I saw your throat gulping.
Oh, okay. I'm about to pass out. That's enough. I can't say
it. I'm just saying.
Oh,
I'm just saying. You know, it didn't make sense to me. But, hey, whatever. They took it off. But I had the luxury of having my naked crime lust satisfied because there's a guy here in Sacramento on the high-speed chase. Homie just decides, I'm going to get naked.
You just go get naked during a high-speed chase.
During a high-speed chase.
I mean, how the fuck does that happen? Like, you...
Yeah, he got out of the car, out of his clothes, and jumped into the river.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah,
it's 2012. We got 6 months left. Something ain't right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone to hell in a handbasket. That's all it is to it. Like, who does that? What's the thinking? What's the thought process behind that?
Everybody's doing it. That's the thing. Everybody's doing it.
I mean, it's like, I know what I do. You know, they looking for somebody with this outfit on, so I just get butt naked and jump in a river. He forgot the part about if he ever make it out of the river, he's going to get caught because he's the only naked idiot walking around town.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There was people in the car with him. So they was traumatized.
What the?
Can you imagine? You driving, you in the high speed case. You like, dog, why are you taking your clothes off?
Like, I'm like, bitch, you driving. You ain't get fucked of that. You mean to tell me you in a high-speed chase, you get naked while you, and then you stop
Yeah. I mean, but you imagine us on the high speed chase 100. It's like we rolling. All of a sudden, the cops is behind us, and you just like, well, might as well get naked.
It wouldn't happen. I mean, not with me, it wouldn't happen.
I mean, but that's
you take your clothes off, especially if you driving.
Right.
No, you decided to let them chase. You better punch that motherfucker. That's it. We ain't jumping in no river. We ain't getting naked. No, it ain't going down like that.
I just want to be able to read minds just once to see what is the thought process.
What's
when
going
you're
on?
That out, like, you know what? I'm going to take all my clothes off.
But you know what? I kind of want to be inside some of these people's head and see what's going on. But then again, I think that would be a scary-ass journey because you don't know what the hell you're going to find inside somebody's thought process. It's just not safe inside there.
I would agree with you there. If being naked is how you culminate a crime, hey, yeah, something wrong with you.
Yeah, that wasn't a clear thought, though.
Yeah. And on that note, we gonna go on break here. This is Salt and Pepper. My mic sounds nice.
Y'all heard, take it from the top. 1, 2. My mic sound nice. Check 1. My mic sound nice. Check 2. My mic sound nice. Check 3. Are you ready?
Trip, so I know you're gonna fall for me, 'cause this is the year all men fear. Female and female.
just like you have a right to do something or you feel you have the right to do something, on the flip side, think about the people that have a right not to look at your naked ass. So,
the point is, the flip side is everybody will be walking around naked. Now, in some cases, that would be horrible. In other cases, it would not. So I guess it's all an opinion, because some people would be like, yeah, I can see her naked. And then there are some people that would be like, yeah, you should add more clothes.
Right. I mean, and well, that's what I'm saying. It would be like, yeah, let all the pretty people be naked, all the not so desirable people have clothes on. Then what is that? You know, so, I mean,
sounds
who decides who should be naked and who should have clothes on? I mean, it's just really stupid. Just
you should have the decision, but that's just me. I mean, it comes to, like, in Tennessee, there are these parents who are being charged because their 15-year-old daughter is dating and having sex with a 21-year-old who they sanction and approve. The parents even provided condoms so they could have safe sex. But they were the young man, Steven Rogers Jr., is being charged with statutory rape, even though he's dated the 15-year-old for months, and the parents are down with it.
And the parents have been charged with neglect?
Yeah. I mean, they even offered to invite him to live with their daughter inside the home.
So how is that neglect if they're teaching their daughter about safe sex?
Well, because some neighbor saw a problem, because I don't think one neighbor, Mr. Presnell, says, I don't think a 15-year-old should be with a 21-year-old.
But that's what you think. That's not your daughter, so mind your own fucking business.
Right.
My thing is, I see this as a bitch as ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend move, like, oh, you think you're going to leave me for a 15-year-old? Oh, you think you're going to leave me for a 21-year-old? I got you. And kind of reported it. Since the parents ain't complaining.
But hold on. There's also the neighbors.
Yeah.
Because it could have been one of the neighbors that called. Oh,
nosy-ass neighbors.
Him in. Because the thing is, the parents are being charged with a misdemeanor charge of child neglect.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Well, how is that neglect when you are teaching your child about safe sex, and you are involved in your child's life?
Yeah, and the child is still underneath their roof. It's not like they were giving them alcohol. They
right.
Let her have a boyfriend.
It's just...
So, I mean, there are pros and cons. I mean, I understand some people will say, well, he's more mature, and he could be using her, whatever, and hey, to that, I can say she can get used by a 16-year-old boyfriend, or when she's 21, be used by a 22-year-old. I mean, mm-hmm. being used is not age subjective.
Right, exactly. That's true. And neither is maturity, because you can be a 38-year-old woman and still act like a 15-year-old child. So, I mean, maturity level really have nothing to do with it. I mean, it's just two people, and really, he's still a kid himself at 21.
Right. So, people go back and forth on it. I myself, I didn't see the issue. If the parents on both sides are for it, it's nobody else's business.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Right. I guess this is the nosy neighbors, hating ass neighbors who maybe they just need to move to New York and get caught up in that stop questioning frisk policy mess, and maybe that'll give them something to complain about.
Wow. Stop questioning and frisk.
Well, speaking of the stop questioning and frisk, after pressure, mounting public pressure from advocacy groups and class action in a class action lawsuit that's been filed against the New York City Police Department, they have decided to come out with some new policies to increase public confidence. And under these new policies, 100, officers will report encounters at a local level, and then there will be training curriculum and videos for officers, along with programs reaching out to the community.
You know what? This is like the ask and evade, you know what I'm saying? Like you're asking them a direct question, like what all does this community outreach program entail? And they're giving you very, very vague answers. They're not saying everything that it entails, you know, so it's kind of like they don't even know themselves.
Oh, well, I mean, supposedly they're going to do stuff in the neighborhood, like maybe teach kids about computers. I don't know what that has to do with.
What does that have to do with stop, question, and frisk, though? That's what I'm saying. What is the relationship between the two?
We will stop, question, and frisk you right before we go to the community session.
Okay.
that's how I see it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know how else you can say about it. Just sitting there like, yeah, we want to change the policies so that, we won't stop and question and push you until these advocacy groups leave the neighborhood and forget about it. Then we'll go back to busting your ass again.
So there won't be any witnesses when we crack you in the head with the nightstick. Any more questions?
No, that sounds good to me, boss.
That's got how it sounds to me. I mean,
yeah,
I don't see you building a rapport with the community if you stop them on the street and frisk it. I'm like, who the fuck is going to want to talk to you after you frisk it?
Well,
like,
see, that's why they need, that's why we're not cops, 100.
Exactly.
Because I already know.
I'm for the stop, question, and frisk. Hold on, wait a minute, what do we have here? you know the routine is Officer 100. Drop down. You already know. I mean, they won't want me to be a cop.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, no, young lady, hold on. Hold on. You know you shouldn't have came out in that. It looked like you got some weapons of mass destruction you trying to hide up in there.
I love it.
I'm going to have to do a citizen's arrest. Well, I'm a cop. So I'm going to have to do an arrest. I'm going to have to check you for explosive devices.
You're going to have to go downtown. And I didn't say for questioning. I mean, go downtown. Let's get it.
Right. I mean, come on. Well, that's why we're not cops, because.
Yeah, we would have been fired a long time.
It's just a lot of lawsuits. Like, oh, here comes Officer F the N-word and Ms. 100% again. Why are they always pulling us over? Why are they always stopping us? Dog, I ain't do nothing. She always checking me, saying what's in my pockets. I ain't got nothing in my pockets.
Oh, yes, you do, baby.
She done stopped me 25 times this week. I'm scared to go outside.
Like, you know, I do accept bribes, you know.
maybe that's that bribe is what you could have did for those moms that was hating on Prime. There was these prom chaperones for Manitou Springs High School in the Denver area who, I guess, they during the prom, they were calling female students whores and sluts and saying they were dancing nasty and were advertising butt sex. So they So 100, they're spraying Lysol on the kids.
Oh my goodness. But
I'm not talking about the butt sex and the calling them whores and sluts. That ain't the issue with me because
spray a Lysol on somebody.
No, that ain't even the issue either.
It's no issue.
I'm talking about me and you, we sitting at the crib waiting to go be chaperones. And that's when you stop me and say, hey, you got that Lysol? Because we might need it tonight.
We might see some little skanky, dirty hoes at this dance. We might need to clean their ass up.
Right. I mean,
who the fuck leaves the house with the thought? You know, got my keys, got my purse.
Got that Lysol.
Oh, I gotta grab my finger Lysol.
Right. You're calling me up. Hey, you got that? You got your Lysol?
Get your Lysol.
That's what I'm talking about. See, because
you know, they got the high school advertising butt thing.
Right. But you know what? I ain't shocked by none of that because we hear about people calling kids whores and sluts all the time. And I mean, basically, it's hater hate because they obviously couldn't move like that, and they probably didn't have no asses. They probably the type of people who is just, they have a back, and then it just connects to their legs.
A crush in the back.
Right.
Or they remember in their yesteryears, like I remember when I was shaped like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty bitch. You know what I'm saying? You're just a hater.
Right.
You're just a hater. That's all that you.
Spraying Lysol? Really?
Mhm. I don't know what else you call that.
Yeah, advertising, but man,
I'm just mad at them because they use the word, they use the phrase advertising butt sex. How the fuck do you advertise butt sex?
Shake that, mama, shake it.
Just because you shake your ass don't mean you want somebody fuck you in the ass. That ain't what that means. So I don't understand.
Well, see, I'm thinking, there's two kinds of people. There's people who have big bodacious booties, and then there's everybody else.
I mean, what they do? Open their booty and say, get in there. I mean, is that how you advertise? What the fuck?
All right, I'm done.
Let me get off.
Oh, yes, let's get off of butt. Although, there are some people who deserve some butt sex in jail.
Oh,
and the people who deserve some butt sex in jail is these idiots who called up Steve Blake, who was a guard, point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers last week in game two of their playoff game against Oklahoma City. Homie missed a shot at the end of the game, and they lost. If he hits, they win by one, but instead they lost. And so on Twitter, he and his wife on their Twitter accounts are getting death threats.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Over a game?
Over a game. I hope your family gets murdered.
You know what? That is ridiculous. Now we've been talking about this and talking about this. People who care more about sports than anything else. Now, you advertising death threats to a person that missed the shot, but I bet you it's some man in the neighborhood beating his wife to death, or some person in the neighborhood that's beating a child to death, or neglecting a child, or raping a child. But if you're not doing nothing about that. There's some type of something going on that you can do something about in your community, but rather than focus on that and being positive, you worry about a damn basketball game where the players don't give a damn about you. They don't know you. I mean, what is it? You betting on a game and you lost, so now you want to send a death threat?
No, there's just some people, they got as Judge Mathis called it, beer muscles, I call them internet muscles. Everybody's a fucking tough guy on the internet. Some badass dudes. Yeah, I'll mess you up. Everybody tough.
Yes,
on the internet.
It's ridiculous.
Get their ass live, ain't got a goddamn thing to say.
You know what would be really funny, right? If they could actually find that person and then put them on the spot.
Please, you know it's some little dude with his pants and drawers around his ankles, ain't never left out his mama's basement.
Out of his mama's basement. Or
yeah, just sitting in there jerking off all day, and then he watched the game.
Did you say jerking off?
All day. That's all he got on it.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it. On that note, go on break. I need a goddamn break after that. So, this is Main Source, and this is for suckers like him for faking a funk. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, I've never been one to knock the next man for getting his, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I do realize that hip-hop is now a form of showbiz.
Uh-huh.
But this has always been something with which you have to be true. So in the year of 1992, now this is how we do. At the age of 19.
Together,
welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. The N-Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Main Source, Taking the Funk.
All right. Definitely got tired of these folks faking the funk. Now, I got to talk about a conspiracy. You know, I got a conspiracy theory for every day of the week. My latest conspiracy theory 100 is the conspiracy to make folks do shit that don't make sense.
Hold on, let me say that. Repeat that. The conspiracy to make folks do shit that don't make sense.
No sense whatsoever.
Okay, well, give us an example, won't you, tell us?
Perfect example. Michigan man. Working on his job, landscaping, cutting grass, whatnot, finds a gun, calls the police, say, hey, there's a gun here. We found it while we were cutting grass, whatnot, what to do with it. Police say somebody's going to come by and get it. Cops never come by to get it. So what does my man do? He's responsible. He turns it into the cops because, hey, you leave a gun out, maybe a kid picks it up, shoots himself or shoots a friend, whatnot, or maybe a criminal finds it and goes and kills somebody. Or maybe there are some bodies on the gun.
Right.
What does he get, 100? He gets fired for having a gun.
Yeah.
And his supervisor got suspended. Because he knew about it.
You know what? Surprisingly, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. And this is what goes on all the time. It's like, now, because we're getting close to the end, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. You ain't heard it. You heard it from me. It's getting close to the end. It's getting down to the wire. It's crunch time because this is the time when they call in right, wrong, and wrong, right. When you do the right thing that can save lives, you know, and all of that. Even the police didn't do the right thing. They were responsible for coming to get the gun, and they didn't even show up to get it. It's like, really?
See, but all we had to do, instead of calling the police, he should have just had the Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donut. He'd have found the cop in there and been able to turn the gun in there.
No, because you know what would have happened? He would have got shot. He got a gun. And they would
have. What are you going to do with that gun? I'm eating my donut. I left my gun with me.
I mean, come on. I mean, really, I have no more words for this. Other than supreme stupidity.
Yeah, it's hilarious that you can do the right thing and get fired for it. I mean, there's a lot of cases I've heard, guys who stopped a crook as a security guard and got fired for it. Like, okay, I'm security, but I'm not supposed to stop the crook. And another example, Safeway worker who is suspended after saving a pregnant woman from attack. You know, she's pregnant, and a man is beating on her. What does homie do? Ryan Young just jumps in, natural instinct. Hey, stop that shit. What the hell?
Wow.
Yeah.
And he gets suspended.
Yeah, he said that Mr. Young saw Quinn Van Tran beating her. Every second he would turn around and push her, and then he actually kicked her.
Oh my goodness.
And he walked up to him and said, I told him calm down, and he was just irate. And so Young said he refused to stop, so he jumped in and pushed him away. And in his words, I saw no one was interfering in the situation, and I just became afraid for her safety and also other customers. The guy was out of control.
Okay, wait. What happened to, and they may not in this town, but in a lot of towns, they have a law that if you see a crime happening and you don't interfere or intervene or at least call the police, you can go to jail yourself. So, I mean, but what happened to just being a good citizen and being called a hero? Because he could have just decided, you know what, I'm going to just beat this woman to death. And
right.
What are they supposed to do, just stand there and watch?
And watch. Basically,
we don't want to get sued.
Right. The police.
Sir.
Yeah, the police said he did the right thing. But Safeway disagreed, suspending him from work without pay. And they don't even know when or if he'll be back on the job. Now,
that is so fucked up.
And the thing is, Mr. Young has a pregnant wife also. No money coming in all of a sudden.
Wow.
All because he did the right thing.
And here's the bad part. Here's the kicker. He can't even sue them because I bet you they have a policy that says that they are not supposed to interfere with anything like that. Just like, you know, remember the guy that the security guard that stopped a thief and he got fired for it?
Right. Well, that's what I was talking about. You. I mean, this ain't part of his job. This was being a good human being.
Right. And you don't, you know, people don't care about being a good human being anymore. I told you it's close to the end.
Right. Well, that's why I say there's a conspiracy theory. And maybe it's something that's being broadcast at a frequency that only people with doggish behavior can get. You know how dogs can pick up a certain frequency and we can't? Maybe there are some human beings who've been microchipped already, and they don't know it, and they're responding to the signal.
They responding to the stupidity frequency.
Right. There's a signal that's saying all day, every day.
Do something fucking ignorant.
You know what? That's kind of scary because I'm like thinking, like, if I was to hear that little voice in my head all day, I would probably be acting like these people too.
Yeah. Well, obviously, there's a voice being heard, and it ain't common sense.
It's not the voice of reason. We can't agree on that.
Yeah. Another case in point. In my favorite state.
Oh, Lord.
We can't go without touching my favorite state. There's a nurse in Deltona, Florida, who refused the student his inhaler during the asthma attack, saying that there was an apparent signature on the medical release form. So I'm going to watch you die of an asthma attack. Because I don't want to get sued.
So the baby died?
No.
Did she call the paramedics at least?
No.
What the hell?
Yeah, it said they opened the door and the teen was on the floor. And she was standing in the window of the locked door looking down at him. While he was in the full-blown asthma attack.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She could have just gave him the puffer and let him do it himself. She didn't have to do it.
Right. And so, luckily, the mother, you know, gave him the inhaler and he lived.
Wow. So, his mother just happened to be coming up there?
Yeah. And the thing is, the district had records of his asthma throughout his years in the school.
So they know the child has asthma, but there's some type of breakdown in communication and some type of stupid form didn't get signed. And the child has an asthma attack.
But here's the thing, though. As the devil's advocate, we know because of our culture of foolish litigation that
right.
If she gives it to him and
yeah.
Something happens, or he lapsed into a coma or whatnot, she gets sued and loses her job.
Exactly. Because
she tried to, as homie at Safeway and the other guy, they did their job or trying to be nice guys. If she tries to save him, she may get fired and lose her job.
Too. And you know, and here's the thing. This is the fuckery of the whole situation. Because say for instance you get fired from that job and you have to go apply for another job, they wanna know why you left that job, and so they call for a reference and oh, she was fired. Why? For ignoring company policy. They don't say, they will never say what it is. They will say ignoring company policy. And if a company hears that you ignored another company policy, you will never, ever, ever get employment ever again.
Yep. So, I mean, and that's the double-edged sword here with the situation.
It's like a vicious cycle. And it's right. Like, and it's all created by a system. Once again, like I've said before, we have all of these policies and programs in place of common sense.
Right.
Who
I mean, because a guy loses his job, his income for saving a life potentially, and a woman almost killed somebody, but she's in the right.
Because she's scared to lose her job.
Yeah.
It's just crazy when you're scared, when you almost let somebody die for fear of losing your job. Some things have got to change.
Yeah.
It's so ugly.
Yeah, and they filed charges against the nurse, but they can't win.
Well, of course, yeah, they filed charges against her, but it had, like you said, had she tried to help him and something still happened, they would have sued her then too.
Right.
How can she win?
Oh no, she would have lost her job.
Yeah.
First and foremost, so the district would have been sued by the parents. I mean, it's bizarro world.
Yes.
We're the exact opposite of everything. That's why I say it's a conspiracy. There's got to be a hidden frequency that's in the air. That's making folks just, you can't do nothing that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't pass a law that makes sense.
I think I want to do some research to try to find out what's really going on. What's in the air that's making everybody stupid and incompetent? It's like all of a sudden it's like an epidemic of stupidity.
Yep. It's epidemic. This is something that's been going on with humanity for a long time. I mean, it's not like it's something new.
But why does it seem like it's so much more pressing now than more than it has ever been before?
We have the internet, so we get to see everybody's foolishness all across the globe.
Everybody's foolishness is on display now.
Right. Yeah, it used to be you only knew about the foolishness in your town.
Right.
Now you know about the foolishness in every town.
Wow. So that's why it seems like it's more, but it's really not.
Yeah, it's not.
It's the same old stupid people as before.
Right. So, I mean, maybe we do have 7 months left.
Or maybe it's just the nature of the world.
Get it all out now, I guess. You got your 7 months left. May the stupid force be with you.
I don't even know what to say on that.
Yeah, I don't think there's too much left to say here. At the end of the day, we're talking about a conspiracy to not make sense.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. And if you try to make sense in any way, shape, or form, you will be rebuffed. You will be fired.
You will be punished for doing the right thing.
Right. You will be imprisoned. Something bad is going to happen to you because, hey, you dared to make sense. And on that note, for Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, I am Mr. F the N-word. We are Smooth Drama, and we out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.